Well, this is Monitor on August the 12th, and I'm your host, Jim Backus. I'm sitting in for Ed McMahon, who's appearing with Johnny Carson in person at the big Allentown Fair in Pennsylvania. And for those of you not at the fair, we have plenty going on right here this afternoon. Actor Sidney Poitier will be our guest 4 minutes from now. And here's Buddy Greco singing, I Will Wait For You.
The clock will tick away the hours one by one. And then the time will come when all the work is done. The time when you return and find me here and run straight to my waiting arms. If it takes forever, I will wait for you. For a thousand summers, I will wait for you. Until you're back beside me, till I'm holding you, till I hear you sigh here in my arms. Anywhere you wander, anywhere you go, every day remember how I love you so. In your heart believe what in my heart I know, that forevermore I'll wait for you. If it takes forever, I will wait for you. For a thousand summers, I will wait for you. Till you're here beside me, till I'm touching you, and forevermore sharing your love. Anywhere you wander, anywhere you go, every day remember how I love you so. In your heart believe what in my heart I know, forevermore, I'll wait for you. Forevermore, yeah, I'll wait just for you.
I'm Casey Stengel, and I'm here to explain about American Motors. What's happening now is the next best thing to a winning streak, and they call it a hot tag sale. Now where I come from, a hot tag is where a good fielder gets the ball down on his runner's leg without letting the ball get kicked out of his glove. But this ain't it. This here hot tag is hung on the 1967 Rebels and Ambassadors so they can sell him quick and make room for the 1968s.
The hot tag sale at your American Motors Rambler dealer is an event well worth looking into.
Sidney Poitier has become one of the most talked about and written about American actors. Two of his current successes are the motion pictures To Sir With Love and In the Heat of the Night. Reviewers praised his performances in both. And of course, he is an Academy Award winner, that for his performance in Lilies of the Field, a picture that has now appeared on television. Sidney Poitier was interviewed for Monitor by a man who is pretty well known himself, Mitch Miller. Gentlemen?
Sidney, in this summer troubled with renewed racial problems, it's impossible to ignore civil rights in this interview, but what's hard to get is any one man's personal experience. In your own life, over, say, the past 10 or 15 years, have things changed at all for you?
Changed at all for me? I am a many-sided individual. I am Negro. I am American. I am a man. I'm relatively intelligent. From the Negro point of view, I am most certainly exceptional in that I'm the only Negro actor working, and the exceptional nature of it has not to do with my abilities so much. It just has to do, I think, with my luck. There are a good many other Negro actors who are infinitely more skilled than myself, who are not working. That is the pity of the system.
Yes. As an actor, you have appeared with great success on the stage, too, and recently, David Merrick announced he's going to star Pearl Bailey in a new all-Negro company of Hello, Dolly. And since that is not a musical that requires either an all-white or an all-Negro cast, I was wondering what your opinion was.
It's a question I think that I'd like to slice into two parts, if
you
I
go
may.
Ahead.
Because the first part is, and the most important part, it seems to me, is the question of jobs for Negro actors. It reflects one of the great problems we are having in the country today with the urban disturbances, at the core of which I believe is the question of jobs for an age group of young black people who are as much as 49% unemployed. But we won't get into that bag yet. As far as the Pearl Bailey performance of Hello, Dolly is concerned, I think it is a good move on David Merrick's part to create this kind of an opportunity, not only for Pearl Bailey to perform it, but for audiences to see her perform it. I do think, however, that David Merrick ought to. There is no reason why he cannot put another race in that, even if it's a Japanese actor or a Chinese actor or a white actor or a white actress. I think it would help. You see, I think America's survival depends on it being a multiracial society in truth, you follow? I don't think it can survive as a separatist society, one black, one white, one brown, one yellow. It just simply cannot. Logistically, it cannot. So I think that for David Merrick to have made the gesture to create employment for Negro actors is an admirable gesture. I think it would be an even more commendable move if there were some other people in that cast, you know, one white actor, a Japanese actor, or maybe another minority actor.
A cross-section of America.
Precisely.
Exactly, yes. Well, Sidney Poitier, would you please try to include another visit here in your future plans?
Why don't you invite me?
You're invited.
I'm coming.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
This is Mitch Miller for Monitor.
We'll be glad to welcome both Sidney Poitier and Mitch Miller back anytime. And likewise, this fellow. This is Ed McMahon. There are six of us at our house. Well, plus an old English sheepdog who visits occasionally. And between us, we can get through a lot of shampoo. You ask my son Michael about washing an old English sheepdog. That's why Breck Concentrate Shampoo is such a good deal for us. Being a concentrate, just a little, makes a lot of lather. So one tube lasts forever, it seems, and we're not always running out like we used to. Why don't you try it? Breck Concentrate Shampoo. Now, here's a song that goes back to the days when my friend Mr. Magoo was a pup.
Anything goes. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now, heaven knows how many there goes.
Well, anyhow, that's one version. And here's the new one by the group called Harper's Bazaar.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now, heaven knows, anything goes. Anything goes.
Those little radios.
At 19 minutes past the hour, you're on the monitor beacon.
Hey there, white fox girl. I believe lighting white fox girl. Anywhere you go, go, go. The party's sure to swing.
Like anything.
Hey there, white fox girl. I believe lighting white fox girl. You're the girl who's always singy, swingy, and sparkling. White Rock Girl.
What's different about White Rock Quinine Water and Bitter Lemon? They're the ones with bubble power. The flavor's never ordinary. The bubbles last longer than your thirst. White Rock Quinine Water, White Rock Bitter Lemon.
Hey there, White Rock Girl. Bubbly, exciting, White Rock Girl. You're the girl who's always swingy, swingy, and sparkling. You're sparkling. White Rock Girl.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Jim Backus, your host today, introducing Monitor Music. It's Jack Jones with our song. I'm going to let him sing it alone, though.
Our song. We used to call it our song. It helped us say hello once. It made us fall in love once. Without knowing. Oh, and how we tried so not to show it. Even though we didn't know it. Our song became a little sadder. But it didn't seem to matter. Even when I kissed you, couldn't please you. And then all at once, our love was gone. All you left me was our song. Every time I hear that song, don't be long, we've said our goodbyes. I'm still wondering why, with tears in my eyes. Our love started like a song, but the melody went wrong. There's nothing left to do now but forget you. So I'll look around for someone new. Someone who is very lonely too. And I'll wait for love to come along, like I did the first time I heard our song.
Now, Blue Ribbon buys on new Frigidaire appliances. Yes, these are Blue Ribbon days at many Frigidaire dealers. Go to your dealer and see Frigidaire appliances tag Blue Ribbon buys during this big event. Look for the blue ribbon right on the product, whether it's a washer, dryer, refrigerator, range, dishwasher, or air conditioner. That blue ribbon is your key to big value.
Go to where all the happenings are. Go to your Frigidaire dealer. Frigidaire buys the happenings.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola and an interesting friend from the world of baseball. And now here's Joe.
We read and hear a lot about how baseball fans want those colorful players like they used to have. The guys who weren't afraid to pop off. Well, a guy who fit that description was first baseman Ken Harrelson, but he doesn't seem to agree with the theory. Here was a guy that could really come up with the quotes, and I got a big kick out of him. And the other day, I had a chance to visit with him.
Ken, you're getting traded now to where maybe you can almost be an expert on different ball clubs. Is it still a little bit of disappointment when they move you around?
No, Joe. I was unhappy at Washington. Now I'm back over Kansas City. I'm very happy.
What was the big difference?
Well, I had a real good spring. I've been hitting the ball good all year, and I hit 360 in spring, led a club hitting in home runs and everything. And then the season started, and Hodges didn't play me. And there was a little personality conflict between Gil and myself there. And, you know, when you're playing, you played enough to know when you're playing for somebody that you really having trouble getting along with, it's tough. And now I'm back over at Kansas City, and I love this man. I'm playing for Alvin Dark, and everything's working out fine. I'm hitting the ball real good.
When you mention the word personality, you are a bit of a personality or character, let's put it that way, beginning in high school. How would you describe Ken Harrelson?
Oh, I used to be a real flake. Up until this year, I changed this winter. I don't know why. I started thinking about this stuff, and I'm 25 years old now. I'm getting a little older. But boy, up until then, I was really flaky, man. I'd do it all. I'd run them all, everything, you know. But I changed now. I'm settled down, conservative, and at least I'm trying to convince myself of you one. I don't know which one it is.
You think you're as interesting? Because I love to read those quotes like you were Georgia's greatest athlete. You were going to go on a golf pro tour. You could beat anybody playing pool. That's all changed?
Well, yes, it has. I'm not saying that all the time now. Just every now and then, you know. I've sort of calmed down on my statements because I played some guys last winter that brought me in pool, and I played some guys that brought me in golf, so I'm finding out I'm not the greatest in that anymore.
Well, now, do you find that fans like the new Ken Harrelson or the old one?
The new? I really do. It's surprising to me because I've always been under the impression, you know, the more flamboyant, more flair you had, color, that they liked you better. But I find out this much, Joe, that actually nothing's changed as far as the fans go, except that I think the attitude gets a little better, you know, towards the fans and the fans towards you.
Well, you don't bear down any harder now than you did before.
No, I don't. It's just the idea. I think that when you're going bad, it's a difference when you're going bad and when you're going good. Before, I was going bad, you know, and popping off, and it's a little difference. But now I'm going pretty good, and I can say something every now and then, and people respect you for it. Whereas before, when you're going bad and you make a statement like that, they say, well, look at that big pop-off, you know.
Hey, don't change too much, because I like you the way you were.
I'm not going to change all that much, Joe. You know that. Once a flake, always a flake.
Ken Harrelson, one of the outstanding stars of the American League, and we thank you, Ken,
thank
for stopping
you,
by.
This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for Kendall.
That's the sound of high-performance engines. Mustangs, Thunderbirds, Camaro, Barracudas, Supersport, GTs, and many other cars have them. Do you? If so, remember, super-powered engines need super protection. And get it with Kendall GT1 Racing Oil. Refined from the choicest 100% Pennsylvania crude oil. Reinforced with special additives to prevent rust, deposits, foaming, and wear. Kendall JT1 was born on the Watkins Glen Grand Prix Racecourse. Works its magic just as well in your car when you drive on the turnpike or in city traffic. Ask your dealer for Kendall GT1 today. Alford and a town without pity. Whatever town you're in, you're listening to Monitor on an NBC station. In northern Montana and southern Alberta, that means KSEN, Shelby, Montana. Everybody gets a word in here, and then we'll all get together again for more of Monitor. And I'm your host, Jim Backus.
On Monitor, we go places and do things every weekend. Join us on the NBC radio network.
Maybe your grandfather will remember an old song on a Saturday night. He may also remember when he danced on Saturday night at Roseland. Well, it's a little different today. Now they dance on Saturday afternoon, too. Dedicated dance lovers who can't make it in the evening indulge their love of dancing at the Saturday matinee from 1:45 to 6 p.m. The usual Saturday night soiree begins at 8. On Sunday, dancing is continuous all day from 3:30 p.m. But no matter when you go to Roseland Dance City for the first time, the reaction is the same. You walk into a sensationally spacious ballroom that must stop you in your tracks. You glide out onto the largest, smoothest dance floor you've ever seen. And that ticket is only $2 complete. Incidentally, restaurant and bar prices are surprisingly modest. Today, tonight, tomorrow, take your mate or date for your dancing delight to Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street, just west of Broadway. That's Roseland Dance City, the world's most famous and famously air-conditioned ballroom. 73 degrees and cloudy in the metropolitan area. This is The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Henry Mancini on monitor with I Like the Look.
While you try, it's every
Jim Back is here with Monitor, where you'll hear many voices, some of them mine. You remember the shouted Mr. Magoo, by George, and I've got the money to buy George. And other voices will belong to Hugh Downs, Carl Reiner, Mike Nichols, Elaine May, and right now, Trini Lopez. It's a new song called In the Land of Plenty.
In the land of plenty, where a man can fill his every need, why is there greed? In the land of plenty, why can't we find our peace of mind? In the land of plenty, where the hills still sound of Indian drums, why are there slums? In the land of plenty, in the land of plenty, where a child is loved to calm his fear, why are there tears? In the land of plenty, why are we sad all of our years? In the land of plenty, where a father said all men are free, when will it be? In the land of plenty, in the land of plenty, where the talk of war rules all our lives, will men survive? In the land of plenty, will peace prevail, or will we fail? In the land of plenty,
dealer is saying yes during his annual YES, year-end sale.
Yes!
Year-end savings.
Now!
He's got the car for you. 36 youthfully styled models, more features than ever. Want a luxury car in the low-price field? Cutlass Supreme.
Yes!
Live big, spend small.
Save!
Want an economical full-size car? He's got them. The all-new Delmont 88. Hardtops, convertibles, choice of rocket power.
Yes!
Lowest price, 88.
Save!
If you fancy something fancier, here's fine car elegance without paying the fine car price. Delta 88 Custom.
Now!
Luxurious interiors.
Wow!
See your Olds dealer, the Yes Man, for a great deal on a fabulous front-wheel drive Coronado or an elegant 98.
Yes!
Year-end sale.
Now!
In 1 minute, Carl Reiner will enter laughing to be interviewed by Hugh Downs, brought to you by Zenith Hearing Aids. Zenith, where the quality goes in before the name goes on.
Hi, I'm Hugh Downs with news about a special summer hearing aid value. Right now, across the country, Zenith is introducing a new tiny hearing aid, the Carlisle. It's the smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So slender, it's hard to believe there's a quality Zenith hearing aid in the Temple Bar. And you can probably use your present eyeglass frames. Let your Zenith dealer show you how inconspicuous a hearing aid can be. But do it now. Zenith is offering your dealer a special introductory price so that he can offer you a sensational value. But this is for a limited time only, so act now. And while you're there, see another Zenith value. The tiny behind-the-ear emblem, priced $100 less than you'd expect to pay for Zenith quality. Or ask about the economical Zenith Award at a suggested retail price of only $75. Now is the time to visit your Zenith dealer, while the sounds of summer are on sale. He's listed in the yellow pages under hearing aids.
Carl Reiner's new movie is Enter Laughing, based on his novel of the same name, which in turn was based on Carl's own life. One of the hilarious moments in this movie is the young actor's first audition. Hugh Downs asked him about it.
Carl, your first audition, was that the worst moment that you've ever had on stage?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, there's a scene in the motion picture where Rennie Santoni, who plays the boy, absolutely freezes on stage and can't talk. This is not what happened to me. I could talk, but my knees literally knocked, which has happened to many people. But another thing happened to me. My eyes crossed. I didn't want to see the audience. I didn't want to see the auditioners. And my eyes, I blurred them by crossing my eyes. And it was a you know what they talk about LSD? I had the feeling I was floating. My knees were knocking. My eyes was crossed. I was totally out of focus. And I don't know how I was reading what was on the page. But in the picture, the boy, Joe Stein, had Alan Arkin on the stage doing similarly. And the boy, Rennie Santoni, freezes, can't talk for literally 2 minutes. Just keeps coming out.
Anybody who's ever had a touch of stage fright can appreciate that, I think.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, it's the picture is about a boy who became an actor. But anybody who's ever had to get up in class and recite, oh, tear those tattered ensigns down for the first time has got to have had these same sensation.
The only professional I ever knew who claimed not ever to have experienced it or even to understand what it is was Ethel Merman.
Really?
She never had any.
Oh, I think she's lying. I think she's lying.
I know you still have that touch working with you on the Caesar show and everything. You got a good ear and a good ability to articulate.
You know,
do you have an opportunity to use much of that anymore?
No, never. Who asked you to do Ronald Coleman anymore? I'm left with a Ronald Coleman impression that I can't use.
You Downs, I was at one time able to talk like Ronald Coleman without actually using the dialogue that he would use. I don't know if it's coming out correctly now because I'm, well, you
that's
see.
Him.
That's him.
That's him.
I love that man.
Let me just say parenthetically to our listeners that anybody has a good enough ear to imitate Sheldon Leonard has got a pretty good ability.
Well, Sheldon Leonard has the ability to speak, to enunciate mispronunciations. He's a very erudite man, but because he comes from Brooklyn and was educated in Syracuse, he has a very great gift of language. And when he mispronounces something, he enunciates it, and he dares you to challenge him. And who's going to challenge Sheldon? That's his trick.
Thank you for stopping by, Carl Reiner, our guest. And for more details of Carl's early life, we'll see his film Enter Laughing. This is Hugh Downs for Monitor. Now this for Zenith Hearing Aids. Here's news about a special summer hearing aid value, the tiny new Zenith Carlisle Hearing Aid. This is the smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. And for a limited time, it's being offered to your Zenith dealer at a special introductory price so that he can offer it to you as a sensational value. There's a Zenith hearing aid dealer near you, listed in the yellow pages. Ask him to show you the new Zenith Carlisle now while the sounds of summer are on sale.
That was Hugh Downs and his guest, I heard, Weekend here on the Monitor Beacon. How do you like that, Carl?
You probably heard Hugh Downs on Monitor Radio tell you about a special summer hearing aid value. Well, right now, Zenith is introducing a new tiny hearing aid, the Carlisle. It's the smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So slender, it's hard to believe there's a quality Zenith hearing aid in the Temple Bar. And you can probably use your present eyeglass frame front. So let Suffolk County Hearing Aid Center, with offices in Smithtown, Patchogue, Suffolk County, Long Island, show you how inconspicuous a hearing aid can be. But do it now. Because, for a limited time only, they are offering a special introductory price on this tiny new Carlisle. And while you're there, see any of the other 18 Zenith Living Sound hearing aids. Now's the time to visit Suffolk County Hearing Aid Center, with offices in Smithtown and Patchogue, Suffolk County, Long Island, while the sounds of summer are on sale. You'll be glad you did. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
At 15 minutes before the hour, here's Monitor Music. Morgana King sings, I Have Loved Me a Man.
I have loved me a man like my mama did. I have loved me a man.
Casey Stengel for American Motors. What's happening now is the next best thing to a winning streak, and they call it a hot tag sale. Now, where I come from, a hot tag is where a good fielder gets the ball down on him on his leg without letting the ball get kicked out of his glove. But this ain't it. This here hot tag is hung on the 1967 Rebels and Ambassadors so they can sell him quick and make room for the 1968s.
The hot tag sale at your American Motors Rambler dealer is an event well worth looking into.
Monitor Comedy Time with Nichols and May, brought to you by new extra strength, ultra bright toothpaste. Nichols and May will be here in 1 minute.
Wow, Martha, has my kissing booth been busy? I'm all puckered out. It's Marvin. The men keep coming back. Last year, they only shook hands. Now I'm a femme fatale. How come? I still observe the 3-second time limit. The only thing different about me is my toothpaste. Oh, wait. Martha, that's it. My new ultra-bright toothpaste, it works. It's true. Ultra-bright dips your mouth. Sex appeal. New ultra-bright toothpaste. A taste you can really feel. New ultra-bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New ultra-bright toothpaste. A taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest. Your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal. And that's ultra-bright.
Holy pucker. After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Now, Mike Nichols and Elaine May with one of their fine flights of fancy. Mr. and Mrs. Style.
Darling.
Yes?
I found it. I found the perfect house for us.
Oh, honey, where?
Oh, it's incredible. It's the greatest fluke I ever heard of. It's a 5-story brownstone that's been built on top of an apartment building on Fifth Avenue.
Darling.
So you have all the privacy of a private home and a tremendous view of the park.
Darling, I'll never be able to get that with a $20,000 down payment.
I think I've figured a way.
Oh, darling, how much is it?
Oh, well, never mind that. That's not what's important. The important thing is, first of all, let me tell you something.
Yes.
It's a gorgeous house.
Oh, it sounds
And
nice.
It's an investment. I mean, and we would be so happy there.
Oh,
and you see, we'd never have to move, and it would be ours. It would be our house.
Oh,
and we would just pay off on it. It's just the same as investing in stocks or anything else. We're just investing in our property. Now, the house is $450,000, and they want all cash. But I think... What? What's the matter?
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
$450,000?
Yeah, well, it's a very fancy property. But the point is...
You got a zero over it, $450,000?
Yeah, but it's a great... Well, what do you expect?
That's out of the question, though.
No, it's a brownstone on top of a giant building on Fifth Avenue. Naturally, that has to be expensive, but don't you see...
Right. No, darling, it's a wonderful greenhouse. Maybe someday if we save and save.
No, honey, you
darling,
don't...
Darling, we have exactly $20,000 in the bank. Exactly.
I know, but it's an investment.
Assuming that when you sell the car, you will get a couple of thousand for it.
Will you listen for a minute? Will you not be so short-sighted? Do you understand... The house is an investment, so if we get a mortgage or two to pay off some of it...
Darling, you make $300 a week.
So what? Well, so?
We have $20,000 in the bank.
Well, what's your point? What is your point, Edith? What's your point?
Well, in the first place, where are you going to get $450,000?
I'm not going to get $450,000. I'll pay down the $20,000 cash.
Then we're broke.
No, we're not broke. We have a house.
Well, we have a house, and we owe $430,000 on it.
Well, so what? I'll get mortgages.
But you have to pay the mortgages, and then you have to pay interest on the mortgages.
You think I don't know that?
Well, I don't understand what you're thinking of.
Then you think it's impractical.
A $450,000 house, when we have $20,000 in the bank and $300 a week coming in?
All right. Fine. There's no getting that house as long as I'm bound to someone as small-minded as you.
What are you talking about, darling? We can't possibly afford it. I think you're a little impractical about money.
All right. Well, this is a great setup for the present I brought you.
I'm sorry, honey. I don't mean to kill all your dreams. What did you get me?
Sable coat.
Oh, darling. Now you're talking my language.
Now a word about Martinizing dry cleaning.
Be off to a fresh start with 1 hour Martinizing. Your clothes will be fresh, clean, look new again with Martinizing. Safe, odorless, gentle, professional care. Be off to a fresh start with 1 hour Martinizing. Dry cleaning.
If you're vacationing this summer, remember there are over 2,500 one-hour Martinizing stores to serve you coast to coast and around the world. Nichols and May are two of the stars of Monitor Comedy Time, heard weekends right here. Tomorrow evening, there'll be another timely special in the second Sunday series during the last hour of Monitor, and it's titled Anatomy of a Riot, and it documents the tension and emotions that produced the recent violence in Newark. Welfare Director Grace Malone gave her opinion of the cause.
I think that probably the city administration has lost touch with the black people. Wish to term it this way. And this is not altogether his fault. I think perhaps the people around the mayor have not kept him in touch with the people in the community.
Grace Malone, Welfare Director of Newark, interviewed for tomorrow evening's second Sunday program, Anatomy of a Riot. And now back to Saturday and summertime advice for the traveler.
We regret that the Wynn Oil Company Corral, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, will be unable to perform today due to a rare epidemic of laryngitis. However, Mr. Keenan Wynn, who is not related to the Wynn Oil Company people, has graciously agreed to fill in. Are you ready?
Ready!
For hot weather, longer than average weekend and vacation driving, get Wynn's new Charge.
Charge!
In your crankcase, new Charge.
Charge!
Ensures full engine compression.
Compression!
Prevents oil burning.
Burning!
Gives your car total power.
Total power!
So switch to Charge. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Wynn's new Charge. And keep your car going strong. It's made by Wynn.
A no relation.
Of Azusa.
Azusa, California. The keep your car going strong capital of the world.
That was Reuben Mitchell in the orchestra with Dardanella. Now, here's a child with a phone.
Grandma, you know what? A button came off my dolly's dress.
You can't sew on a button by long distance. But grandparents can laugh and chat with their grandchildren. And as they do, the miles between melt away.
You know what, Grandma? I miss you so much.
Well, the next time you see them,
can I come over?
Do a lot of loving by telephone.
Maybe.
That's why the Bell system says that long distance is the next best thing to being there.
Okay, I'll come over Saturday.
We'll tune in on the world with NBC News on the hour in just a minute. I'm Jim Backus, your host this Saturday, reminding you there's much more of Monitor.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned, the sports and views now from everywhere.
Your grand-
grandfather will remember an old song on a Saturday night. He may also remember when he danced on a Saturday night at Roseland. Well, it's a little different today. Now they dance on Saturday afternoon, too. Dedicated dance lovers who can't make it in the evening indulge their love of dancing at the Saturday matinee from 1:45 to 6 p.m. The usual Saturday night soiree begins at 8. On Sunday, dancing is continuous all day from 3:30 p.m. But no matter when you go to Roseland Dance City for the first time, the reaction is the same. You walk into a sensationally spacious ballroom that must stop you in your tracks. You glide out onto the largest, smoothest dance floor you've ever seen and dance to the finest dance music in the land. That's the ticket at Roseland, and that ticket is only $2 complete. That's the ticket. Incidentally, restaurant and bar prices are surprisingly modest. Today, tonight, tomorrow, take your mate or date for your dancing delight to Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street just west of Broadway. That's Roseland Dance City, the world's most famous and famously air-conditioned ballroom. What's happening with the Yankees? Tuesday at 5, talk to General Manager Lee McPhail on The Bill Mazur Show on WNBC, New York.
NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by True, with or without menthol. True Green or True Blue? Shouldn't your brand be True? Now here is Neil Boggs.